It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
So close to wrapping up 2025. A lot of times at the end of the year, people look at end of the year giving. Wanted to put that in sort of the framework of also getting an update on things happening out at Wildlife Safari. Executive Director Dan Van Slyke is on with us. Dan, good morning.
Well, good morning. Allie, my marketing person, sitting in the wings so I don't end up giving you dumb answers. So she'll keep me on the straight and narrow.
All right. Well, very good. Well, first of all, if when you kind of evaluate the year overall, how's it gone at Safari?
You know, it's been a really, really good year. I'd say we're kind of equivalent to last year. You know, folks are always talking about the economy. Obviously, we really correlate with gas prices. So when gas prices tend to come down, that really helps us. So it was a little bit premature. They're just now starting to drop. So I think as we roll into spring, I look for us to have a really good spring. But all in all, it was good. We just got through wildlife, which we extended that a little bit this year to give people more opportunities to come out, enjoy the animals after dark, and changed it up a bit. We had what we call Holly Jolly Giants, which was an encounter with the giraffes and the elephants that was different than we've done in the past. And it was fun. It just really, really came up nice and good attendance. Rain's never our friend. I mean, it's our friend now because we don't like droughts. But, you know, when you're coming out, it's a little bit rough. When you do have the rain, we had quite a bit of rain throughout that period of time. But it went really, really well.
And, you know, earlier in the year, speaking of rain, we had that big storm. That really messed some things up there.
It was just incredible. You know, it hit hard in different parts of the county. And unfortunately, at Wildlife Safari, it just hammered us and got all our roads, wiped out a road out by our wetlands. And so it was all hands on deck for a couple of weeks there, trying to put everything back together. And then all of a sudden it dried out and the rain went away and we ended up in a drought. So I think we're getting back to a little bit more normal, and it's a good time for us. You know, we've got some projects going. We're just rebuilding the new lemur house, which is down behind a restaurant. So we drained the pond, built a whole new structure, and we're just finishing that up. And it's, if you'll notice when you come to Wildlife Safari, there's kind of a theme in all of our buildings now. We've got board and bat, and they all look very similar. We completely expanded our petting zoo this year, and it's really taken on a whole different look, and we're pretty proud of that.
Now, as you look ahead to the new year, what are some of the things that you're working on that maybe will become more obvious in a few months?
Well, you mentioned, giving at the end of the year with folks, and we put out a holiday appeal, and it's not just general support for the park, but it's specifically for some projects that are really, really important. And one is better handicap access. We've really been limited a little bit on entrances to the buildings, and so we put in handicap access doors. We're going to take this time, starting in the middle of January, to redo most of our sidewalks in the interior, eliminate any trip hazards, and make just a lot better handicap access. When we rebuilt the petting zoo, you now can take a wheelchair all the way in where the little goats are and just have a better opportunity. We have a lot of folks that come out that are handicapped or impaired to some degree, and we just think that better access throughout the park is really incredibly important. So the folks that have given a holiday appeal have given us the ability to go ahead and do those repairs. Another thing that we put high on the list this year was backup generators. As most people know in the community, you know, we used to be out of power sometimes in the winter. Now you can find yourself out of power in the middle of the summer with these rolling blackouts. And it's a big problem for Wildlife Safari because we not only use power, you know, in the winter for heat lamps and those kinds of things, but just communication. There's just a lot of variables out here that when we lose power, it's a really big deal. So we're now going to add some backup generators to each of the buildings so that we have the ability when the power does go out, we can just continue on and everybody's better for it.
Now, I understand that earlier in the year, you got a new education van. Tell us about that.
That's good. The education program is a really, it's a significant outreach program, and also it's hugely important at the park when we have the little ones come in here for the camps, but it gives us the ability to occasionally take the animals out to specific locations. We have rest homes, different places that people are shut in, that can't get out. So this van enables us to load everything up and reach out to those folks. But it's a nice addition. You know, the equipment through the years has gotten a little better and better. We got handicap access vehicles now where we can load up wheelchairs, and we're really proud of that. One thing I wanted to mention too, Kyle, if you're looking for animal activities with your kids, like birthday parties, that kind of thing, we remodeled a little building. We call it the Cub House, and it's a private little building that probably seats like 18 to 20 people. And it has refrigeration, it's got a sink, it's got a television, it's got a freezer, and it's just a really nice little place. You can either bring your own food or use our food, and then we can also include an animal encounter with that. So if you're looking kind of for a really unique place to have a birthday party, well, then you can come out, and it's super private and really, really is nice.
And just the idea of doing an animal encounter in general, a lot of people are very sold on it after they get that experience the first time.
One thing people love to do at Wildlife Safari is feed the animals and get really close to the animals. So there's two experiences that are really, really incredible. One is the drive-through itself. We've got the Asia area where you can literally feed all the little animals that come up, and sometimes they stick their head all the way in your vehicle, which is a little rough. And the other is our giraffes are probably the most, I imagine, most significant animal out here. It's like a Jurassic Park experience, you know, where they're just walking by. But we take you out in a tour vehicle, and you can hand feed those giraffes, and it's just really sensational to get that close. Another one that we don't talk about a lot, it's really, really cool, is in the afternoons, we take people on lion feeds and tiger feeds, and you literally go in the huts, and you're within, a foot of these animals, and it's just intense. It's really cool. So if you want to do something really unique, especially if you still got some folks in town that are, before they leave, you think, hey, we're going to do something that you just can't do anywhere. We'll come here and feed a lion, and it'll change your life.
Wow. A lot of things at Wildlife Safari now. What are your hours this time of year?
We are
9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, because we kept changing it up a little bit. So we're 9 a.m. to
4.
4, yeah. Because it's getting dark so early, so like 4 o'clock works pretty good.
And if people... go ahead.
A big deal, I'm just looking on the note we made here, is we're now door dashing out of our restaurant. So if you're sitting home and you want a really, really good hamburger, or if you want cotton candy that you can't get anywhere, we always have really good cotton candy. We'll deliver right to your door.
All right. A lot happening at Wildlife Safari. If people want to help you out financially, what's the best way to do that?
You want to tell them, Alex?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have our holiday appeal or our year-round donations on wildlifesafari.net. You could also call guest services. We can take donations over the phone, or we'd love to see your face and say thank you in person. So you can always come on out and make a donation here on site.
All right, Dan Van Slyke and Allie in the marketing for Wildlife Safari. Guys, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thank you for having us, Kyle.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.
Hey, Becky here.